I was asked to make a video of the creek alone, and so that's what I'm going to do here. There's Marilyn sitting by our little recording studio here, and the creek up through here. We'll slowly go up here. So this is a video of the creek alone. I'm going to go up here and show where it began, our property began. There's a lot of willow trees and birch trees and 11 pine trees, as you can see here. I've been watering these trees. They were getting a little bit sick from starving from water. They're a little bit too far away from the creek. We have ducks in here that come in here and hide in this little place. This is where our property began, right here. And I must show you a picture of the White Mountains. There is Boundary and Montgomery Peak. Queen Saddle over there where you can go over the mountains. I used to Mustang up in those hills and ride those ridges. And there is the White Mountain Range. And way back over there is White Mountain Peak, if you can see it through the willows. Now we're going to go down into the creek where our property begins of discovertheword.com, looking back to our motorhome, my little tower, and the power pole. There is the background of Seven Ways from Sundown Jones, where Marty Murphy made the movie. You go over here and you see the Silver Peak Range. Right through there, there's a place where Audie Murphy and the Seven Ways from Sundown made a shot looking back this way, and you can see the White Mountains. You can see the pine trees here. There's abundance of pine trees and sage, wild roses. We've got our little solar lights all along here. Try to make a path down here where we can walk, especially Marilyn. We can go down here at nighttime and sit without flashlights or anything, because we do have solar lights all along the creek. You can see the creek is coming through four courses there, five courses actually. And here we have a lot of fish and spawning ground for the fish. This is the first of five bridges across the bridge. A large birch tree. Wild roses here. And more pine trees. We can drive right down here now to the location where we record. And there is the spawning grounds there. And here's Marilyn having a good time watching the creek flow. There's where the fish watches sometimes as I'm preaching. The little statuettes around here in different places, even in the trees. A lot of landscaping here. More landscaping. The second bridge. There's a very large fish that stays in there that does little tricks for me, flip-flops. He's at least 4 inches across his back. Many waterfalls in here. I cleared all of this out. More little statuettes. And even horsetail. More birch trees, another waterfall. This is spawning ground because there's a lot of gravel on the bottom of this. You can see I've cleared a pathway out all the way through here, the run of the creek. Now this is a command performance, actually. As I said, people asked me to make a video of the creek. I'm leaving cover at the edge of the creek to protect the fish from the herons and other birds of prey. We have wonderful sage here that smells so good. It's just wonderful aroma. I cleaned this. I haven't got everything picked up yet. As you can see, I put a lot of, there's a lot of brush piles here that I have to burn later. You can walk down here easily now without running into trees and brush, and yet there is cover still. More waterfalls, many waterfalls. I've got to take the lawnmower down here now that I've cut the taller brush down so I can mow across this, and it'll look just like a lawn. And it's natural grass here. Still following. The pathway. Like I said, I haven't cleaned everything out of the pathway yet that I've cut. But you can walk down here now. You can see the abundance of rose hips. Those things are loaded with vitamin C. And the horrible little jumping cactus there causes so much trouble. I had a flat tire right off the bat from the jumping cactus. There's another bridge on this beautiful creek. Sometimes it's very narrow and deep. Otherwise, other times it's wide and swift. There are deer beds down in here. I can see where the deer are coming and staying. There's another bridge. I've got these bridges cleaned off, cleared off most of the way where you can walk across the bridges. Another waterfall. Aspen trees. More pine trees. And this is where one of the roads come down to a camping area right on the creek. This video is the creek. There's a deer bed right there, as you can see. Another wonderful waterfall. Wonderful waterfall. Sometimes the creek is 10 feet wide or 15 or 20, and sometimes it's only 5 or 6 feet wide. Another bridge. I'm leaving in as much of this natural cover as I can. Here was a tree that I had to take out in the middle of the road. It will be the end of the road, but you'll be able to walk around where the tree was. Now we can walk through here. Beautiful pine tree. There are many large fish in here all the way down the creek. These are breeders. They have been left here and hand-fed for 10 years. This you cannot walk through before, but now you can. You can see where the deer have been laying, and I did take the weed eater and go all along here. I will use a lawnmower when I get all the brush picked up. Another bridge. The last of the five bridges. Here we have the end of the property with our last pine tree. And here is the end of the property. And there is where you can drive, and Marilyn can walk down that easy ramp. These are brush piles that I have piled from the creek. As you can see, I have been busy. That's way back up there. That's the White Mountains again. The beautiful picture at Postcard Mountains. If you look over there, you'll see Boundary Peak and Montgomery Peak. I have ridden the ridge on horseback up along those ridges. You can see all the way to the state of Utah from there, and that is the edge of the state of Nevada. Boundary Peak is a boundary between Nevada and California. There is White Mountains there, and there is White Mountain Peak, 14,246 feet tall. Both of those big tall mountains there, those peaks are more than 13,000 feet. I hope you've enjoyed this little video tour of the creek. We'll walk back with the tour once more, and you can see the pathway now that comes through here. See the beautiful creek. And this is our Nevada headquarters of DiscoverTheWord.com ministry. This coming week we'll have a little building built up there, a small building, but it will house a small bed and a shop and the tanks for the water well. You can see again this, some of these large waterfalls with this foaming water. This road was not here. I built this road so someone could come down and camp. We want to have spiritual retreats up there where we come and we preach God's word. I hope to have a building soon where we can record inside when it's cold or windy. And outside, I'd like to put a recording studio right here. This would be a good place for a recording studio also. The other place is very beautiful, but this here is a little more of solitude to it, away from people more. Let's again see the beautiful little bridges and the gravel beds where the fish can spawn. So it's very easily and safe to walk down this creek now. If you don't get become lion bait or something, or bear bait. Well, we do have animals come by, but usually they're traveling through. Now you can see this beautiful creek. We've already had a few visitors come up around this way and look at the property again from that point. And this is the video of the creek. This is what people have requested, to just see this beautiful creek. You can see now, before we got the property, you could not walk here. We've cleaned it out, and you saw the big brush piles all over. And we still have a lot of cleanup to do, and the picking up and the piling and the burning of the brush. We will cut some trees along here, more pine trees, and maybe aspens. This creek used to be lined with cottonwoods, but they've cut the cottonwoods out, but they were beautiful big cottonwoods. There's only a few left. Here we are almost at the end of the tour. We're seeing another waterfall. This is near the recording studio. These little ponds are beautiful. As you can see, there's usually grass all the way up here, but the grass has not been watered up on the edge of the property, which I'm going to do now, and I am doing. We've got a little sprinkler right up there. Now, a little duck decoy. We do have ducks come in here. They usually hide up in the other part, but sometimes they land by where our little decoy is. And we're back up here to Maryland again. And this is the end of the video tour of the creek.